This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
On Monday, we heard from the CEO of a company that lends its seal of approval to stocks and other investments that comply with Islamic teaching. For instance, a company that makes a lot of money from gambling or the sale of alcohol or charging of interest wouldn't make the cut. Now, if money is power, then one place we have the most power is how we invest our savings. This is part of a larger movement called values investing. Amy Dominey, founder and CEO of Dominey Social Investments, has helped champion this movement. She joins us now. Amy, good morning.
Good morning.
We had a conversation with the CEO of a company that helps Muslim investors screen for things for their portfolio that are compliant with Sharia law. But I wanted to turn to you to put this into really a wider context. There are all sorts of ways to apply your personal values to your portfolio, right?
There certainly are. And the faith incentive has long been a strong incentive for doing it. John Wesley wrote a sermon on money. You know, he was an early Methodist, and he said that if it's a sin to be drinking alcohol, it's a sin to be making money from the production of alcohol.
Now, we think of screening portfolios, barring the door to companies that don't live up to our standards, but you can also engage companies that perhaps are not living up to what you want as a shareholder, maybe get them to do better.
Yes, and that's a kind of a constant tension in my field is why not invest in everything and use your investment as a means of talking to companies. Many companies are making real efforts to be better on their environmental footprints out there. And yet, in their political donations, many of them are supporting organizations that fight the concept of the reality of climate change. So this is something that we say, well, you're supporting something with one hand and fighting it with the other hand. This is a waste of shareholder money.
Now, we're coming off a year, Amy, when the stock indices did especially well. The NASDAQ Composite was up nearly 40% last year. Can a screened portfolio compete with a performance like that?
Well, I'm pleased to say Dominey Social Equity Fund did beat the S&P over the year by just a bit, but that was a great year. So, yes, it is possible to do. On balance, we've been able to outperform.
Amy Dominey, CEO of Dominey Social Investments, thank you very much.
Thank you.